doing, if you would take folks in at night, it was all right, it wouldn't, nobody think a thing more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And folks break down, it's running high, you never spend that with you. Feed them, supper and breakfast, and help them get on the way.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, was there any, like when you would go to church, you would wear your best clothes?
Yeah, we always had what we call our Sunday clothes. And now my daddy never, I never saw my dad in payola. I've seen folks at church at Oval on. I never saw my dad in payola. He got up in the morning, if he was going to ply, he got to put on a white pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
They had white ducks, that's what he believed in wearing. White ducks. And a white shirt, and most of them had on the tie. But he wasn't, they'd had a double hernia, he'd all been operated on
yeah.
40 years before he died, but he wasn't. And he wasn't really able to climb, but he could
yeah.
But he just took him, he was clean every morning, he come out shining. but we wore our, like you say, we wore about the same clothes at church most time we did at school, because I wore all the school a lot of time.
Okay.
But
to hold you. To hold your pants up.
That's right. You had overhauls. You know, they made overhauls.
Yeah.
Had a bib on.
Right.
And you had a spindle across.
Mm-hmm.
For that's what we were to school. And all the niggas, that's all they did was overhauls. And jumpers.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever had a jumper when I was a kid.
How when you want one when you got your first new, you know, suit,
Jim? Oh, I can remember my first long suit. You know, kids then were got the big boys who had long suits.
Yes.
I remember my first long suit, but I was about 15 years old.
Okay. My dad said he put his pants on backwards the first time he got them.
He
didn't know how to, you know.
He just pulled your leg.
I guess it was.
Yeah.
But things would always, made out of cotton, would.
Yeah, you didn't have no synthetics then at all. Never heard no synthetics, you know. It was either cotton or wool one.
And
they had strength, and even when you washed them, I don't guess much, hardly any cloth was pretty shrunk in them days. When you made anything, when the ladies made anything, I don't remember. I don't guess I know, but I'm sure they had their life for it shrinking, because you didn't hear no pretty shrink stuff till I was a man.
Yeah, did you have that happen with?
I had a mini pair overall that was too short, had a leader button unbuttoned on the side. And if you didn't wear them out in a hurry, you see, you were growing, they was growing up too, and so you see plenty of little fat boys. I never was fat.
Yeah.
Old fat boys be coming out of me all the way around.
Now, a big person, talking about a fat person, a big person back in those days, what would they say about him? He was a...
Well, it was pretty much like it is today. He was just a fatty, just a fat man. We had old boy too at school. Everybody called him fatty.
Yeah.
But I believe they were teased worse back in them days. Now.
They said they were stout, weren't they?
Yeah, they were stout. I guess so. Just a stout fella. We taught men folks, yeah.
Okay.
But
I meant to say that was a big kind of real strong person.
That's right. He was. I reckon that stout meant two things. He was strong and he was big. But it meant most of the time it meant he was big.
Yeah. Okay.
Because stout would sound like it meant. I don't know what stout would mean in the dictionary, but it sounded like it meant he was strong.
And a person's weight then was usually judged by how many sacks he could lift on his back.
How many hundred pounds he could carry up. I mean, Gianna come in 200-pound sacks then, and brother, that was always a tremendous load for me, the sack Gianna was.
Yeah.
But I've seen one or two niggas in my life that carried three of them.
Yeah.
I could take one off of a wagon on my shoulder and carry it across the field of peas. We'd go out and try to string them, like one of them, and then we'd leave the wagon parked. So we wouldn't get them too far. It might rain or something. And you'd go to the wagon and get a sack and throw it back to the distributor.